This last Wednesday night mass of the school year, it's good to go back to the first reading because it has something for us. As the school year finishes, there's a scattering, right? Pretty soon, people like just leave, like they're gone, right? Guad empties out, Charlie's empties out, and people you're used to seeing all the time are no longer right beside you, right? So there's a scattering. Now, there's different types of scattering, right? There's the scattering that is caused, as we hear in this first reading, by persecution, by opposition to the church. Satan, right? Another word for him in Greek is diabolos, which literally means to scatter, the scatterer, right? He loves to scatter things, to break things apart, right? We've certainly felt that here on the campus the last few days, if you've been paying attention to what's going on. Satan's laughing, right, as things get scattered, right? And yet, watch what happens in this reading. A severe persecution breaks out, which causes the church that was united to scatter, right? They're probably full of fear and full of anxiousness and anxiety and uncertainty. And that might be your situation as you leave Carroll to go home to maybe a faith community that isn't as safe or secure as you might feel here. Maybe you're the only one. Maybe you're the only one who goes to church in your family, right? And so there might be some anxiety or fear. But here's the response of people who have really met the risen Lord. When those persecutions arise, and they will, and they do, what did they do? People who have really met Jesus. Watch what happens. They're scattered, yes. They don't get to stay in their comfortable little space. They don't get to move forward unopposed. There's a scattering that happens, but pick it up. Now, those who had been scattered went about preaching the word. Those who had been scattered went about preaching the word. And that word now has effect in places that those people who wanted to stay where they were would have never impacted, right? It has an impact and an effect that wouldn't have happened had they not been scattered. And so the gospel's proclaimed in new places, to new hearts. And the effect is new. People are healed. They hear the word of God and they encounter that living force, that faith, that grace that can only come from Jesus Christ, and it transforms their lives. And it is because people who have been scattered were not thrown off their center. You see, things push on us from the world, external things. Simple fact of the matter is nobody will be here next Wednesday, right? And that's just the end of a semester. For some of you, it's an end of a year. Some of you, it's an end of a college career. Well, that's an external reality. But we go deeper. Those external realities push us to new places, and they're not even that bad. As long as we have the interior certainty, the interior focus, the interior wisdom to know where our true identity lies and where our mission lies. The people who were scattered in Acts of the Apostles, they know Jesus. And so as they're forced to move someplace where they wouldn't prefer to go, who do they bring with them? They bring Jesus. And that is more than enough. Any external circumstance. If you bring Jesus into any external circumstance, good, bad, or indifferent, then the work of the kingdom can be done there. That's the call. And tonight, we're not so much scattered as we finish out this semester and this year. We're sent. If the word of God can be effective when people are scattered because of external persecution, how much more effective should it be when we know what we're about? We know that we are sent. Wherever you're going to be this summer, you are sent there. And you bring Jesus there. If it's home, if it's Helena, if it's another place where you're doing some service, if it's an internship, you bring Christ there and you are sent from here, co-missioned. You are co-missioned because you are co-responsible for the spreading of the gospel. Jesus set it up so that it could not happen without hearts saying yes. So what does your heart look like as you leave from here? Hopefully we're ready for the mission. Hopefully we're actually excited for the mission, for the new way in which God is going to send us. Not scatter us, but send us. And if we're sent by him, then he is with us and also will be connected to one another in the only mission that matters. See, the mission isn't Carroll College. The mission is what happens after Carroll College. The mission is what happens outside of Carroll College. That's what we're called into. That's what we get to be a part of. So brothers and sisters, as we finish this academic year, may our hearts be ready because we are being sent. The Lord wants to make his love known in places where it has not yet appeared to people. He is sending you as ambassadors, messengers who incarnate the truth of the gospel, who live it, who show it in concrete ways, simple acts of love with profound effect, because you know who you are in Jesus Christ. Scattered? I don't think so. Sent. We are sent to bring Christ to every person.